All right, it is Monday Money Minute time once again with Patriot Asset Advisors. Alan Stocker is here talking about one of those pretty boys from the 80s, Richard Marks.
Absolutely, Mike, and do I have a deal for you?
Okay.
Yeah, a little adobe built in 1931. How about that, huh?
Okay.
Yeah. The papers say that it's a Georgian-style European home.
Yeah.
Almost like a miniature Palace of Versailles. How
okay.
about that? Okay.
Okay.
I think you could be comfortable there.
I could, yeah. And probably half of the state of Ohio could be comfortable there.
Right, yeah. the owners are having some marital issues and decided to part way with the home. How about that?
Uh-huh. Okay. So they're looking to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it happens to be on the north side of Chicago, so it'd be your weekend getaway. I don't think you would want to make that commute every day down here to Ohio.
A little bit
right.
prohibitive, yeah.
So, a little bit of a description, 7 bedrooms, huh?
Okay.
How about that? 9 full baths and 6 half baths.
More baths and bedrooms?
Yeah.
Okay.
19 fireplaces.
All
keep
right.
you cozy.
Yeah. All right.
Walk down the hall and you've got two, not just one, but two separate libraries.
Oh, gee.
And it's situated on Lake Michigan with 5 acres. How about that?
Uh-huh. Wow. Dang.
It also has an 8,000 square foot recording studio with a couple of bedrooms and a kitchen.
Gotcha. Gotta have that.
So Mr. Marks purchased the place in 1997 for $4.7 million.
Yep.
After 25 years of marriage, they decided to list it in 2014 for $18
million. Okay.
That'd be kind of nice. Nice little profit.
Yeah.
2017, they lowered it to $11.3 million.
Okay.
2029, how about that? $8.6 million.
Okay.
Are you ready? You interested yet?
Yeah.
Then we have COVID in 2020.
Ah,
they have to let it go for $4.2 million, tired of paying the taxes.
Right.
So I don't think we want to go to Mr. Marks for real estate advice, but he seems to be doing well.